2 Corinthians chapter 11. Please bear with me as I am foolish and boast a little bit. I'm jealous over you, just as God is. You are like a pure virgin young woman whom I have betrothed in marriage to only one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I fear that as the serpent corrupted the mind of Eve, so your mind will be corrupted from the simplicity and devotion to Christ. Because you willingly tolerate anybody who comes to you and preaches another Jesus rather than the one that we preached, and you accept another spirit and another gospel that is different from the spirit and gospel which you received from us. So Paul has been very positive about them earlier in this letter, but now he's facing the reality that they've listened to false teachers who were telling them a totally different gospel that was not the true gospel at all. And so we're blessed in our day that we have the Bible, because you can always go back to the text of the Bible to see whether someone is telling you the truth or not. But a lot of people can't be bothered to do that, and so they listen to whatever they're taught in church, or wherever they're taught anyway, and you have got to compare what people say according to the Bible, because there are many false teachers. Paul says, I don't consider that I am even the least bit inferior to the so-called super apostles that you talk about. So these false teachers were saying, I am a super apostle. I may be foolish and weak in the way I speak, but I am not in knowledge, and I have demonstrated that to you many times. I didn't take a single penny from you when I preached the gospel of God to you. Rather, I humbled myself. Was that wrong of me? While I was working among you, other churches sent to me, and I almost robbed them, as it were, in order to help you. And in the time that I was with you, I never asked you for help when I even needed money. It was the brothers who came from Macedonia who brought me everything that I needed. And so, as it was in the past, so I will do in the future. I will not be a burden to you. Even as the truth of Christ is within me, I promise that this boast of mine about these things I will continue to spread around in all Achaia. Do I say this because I don't love you? God knows how I love you. And so I will continue doing what I'm doing now, in order to keep these other so-called apostles from having any reason for boasting or saying that they work in the same way that we do. So you see, these other people are saying, oh, we're super apostles, give us money just as you gave to Paul. And Paul is saying, this is so not true. I never asked you for money to support me. And so you always find that these areas of money and personal accusation, these are issues that every true preacher of the gospel will have to put up with, being falsely accused. This goes with the territory. So, Paul says, these men are not true apostles, though they say they were. They are false apostles who are lying about their work and are just disguising themselves to appear like true apostles of Christ. And no wonder, because even the enemy himself can appear like an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants also try to make themselves appear to be servants of righteousness, but in the end, they will get what their actions deserve. I repeat that you should not think that I am a fool, but if you do, at least accept me as a fool. Because what I'm now going to say is not what the Lord perhaps would wish me to say. But in this matter of boasting, I will now talk like a fool. What he means is he's going to tell them all the things he's suffered. He's going to demonstrate to them that the signs of a true apostle were to be seen in him, but he feels kind of awkward about, as it were, showing off about himself. And of course, we should never be proud and we should never boast about ourselves. But he says, but since there are so many who are boasting for just human reasons, let me do the same. You yourselves are so wise and you so gladly tolerate fools. You tolerate, it seems, anyone who takes advantage of you or punches you in the face or abuses you. He's being sarcastic. I'm ashamed to admit that we were too humble to do those things. So if anyone dares to boast about their ministry and I speak as a fool, I will do the same. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the servants of Christ? I do sound like an absolute madman. I also, even better than they. In labours I have been more abundant than them. I've been in prison more times than them. I've been scourged more times than them. And I have been close to death more often than they ever have been. 5 times I was given 39 lashes by the Jews. Now they gave 39 because they thought that if they gave 40 of these lashes of the whip on the back, that would kill a person. So they said only 39. And he'd had that 5 times, so his back, Paul's back, must have been an absolute mess, with all the skin repeatedly ripped from it. 3 times I was whipped by the Romans, and once I was stoned. 3 times I've been in shipwrecks, and I spent a night and a day in the deep water. I have been in very many travels, and on those travels I've been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger from Jews and also from Gentiles. I've been in danger in cities, in danger in wilderness places, in danger in the sea, in dangers from false brethren. I have worked and I have toiled and often gone without sleep. I've been hungry and thirsty. I've very often been without adequate food, a place to live or clothing. And apart from all this, that which comes upon me daily, the pressure of my care for all the churches. Whenever anyone was weak, then I felt weak as well. When somebody was led into sinful ways, I was so filled with distress. So if I must boast, I will boast about the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, may he be praised forever, knows that I don't lie. When I was in Damascus, the governor, under King Aretas, guarded the city gates in order to arrest me. But I was let down over the wall in a basket, and that's how I escaped from them. So really, we're grateful that Paul wrote those things, because that's what one man went through. And it would have left him with a lot of psychological problems, a lot of nervous problems probably after all that. But he went through all that in his ministry for Jesus. And that other people should say, "Ah, you're not the real thing. I'm the real thing. You're a fake." It's unbelievable, but that's what people do. Out of jealousy and because they desire to be leaders. And in the end, in the kingdom, it is Paul and not them who will be in the kingdom. Not that works justify us, but if we really feel our calling to do God's work and we're led by him, then this is how we also should be.